Thank you. Welcome back one more time now on Inside Agriculture. Tough times in agriculture. And the first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, Jay Bowers of Ohio, who will take the presidential gavel in the fall, says the work the current administration is doing is concerning that it's not having a positive impact.
As a whole, we don't want government hands out. We want markets to create and move our product, whether it's domestically or around the world. And I think that's key. And you know, we were engaged in all those conversations early on, and there was a lot of worry come February, March, like, where is this going to go? And you know, one day it's one thing, the next day it all flip-flops and does something different. You know, but even though the markets aren't showing it, we're seeing record export numbers now. So we're trying to figure out, where are we at? Why isn't the market responding to that? And obviously, even though it's record export numbers, we need more demand. We need those trade deals. We need to get into countries we haven't been in. It's a worry to us that we might be on a verge of getting beat around the world by other countries.
Brazil
for one, yes. But you know, the American corn farmer is the best in the world. We need to showcase that more. The administration needs to take us out and get us in front of these countries and let us explain why we do what we do, why we're the most sustainable, and build those deals so we can move more corn, whether it's corn as a whole, corn in the form of hogs, chickens, cattle, corn and ethanol, dried distillers grains, any form of corn. We need to move more of that around the world.
Give us a crop report from Central Ohio. How's the corn crop looking?
Not like it does here in Decatur. You know, a lot of us through from the Ohio Valley and southern Indiana, southern Illinois, we had a pretty rough start to the year. We were give or take a month to 40 days behind on planting. It just would not quit raining. And, you know, as we went forward through side dressing and a lot of that, we still kept getting rains. But in the past 30 to 40 days, it has shut off. You know, vegetative growth on the corn looks great. The corn's nice and tall. And we really thought we were going to pull something out. But since it's quit raining, we've been walking some fields. And there's some holes because of the issues we had at planting. You know, I pulled some ears and I'm like, I was really shocked. You know, the length. The kernels around were great, and then I broke an ear in half, and it's like popcorn. There wasn't much kernel fill there, and we're having, you know, to a degree, a little bit of struggle. Same with the soybean crop in southwest Ohio. It looks good, a lot of pods. If we don't get some moisture, we're going to have a hard time filling those out. The corn crop, unfortunately, we're starting to see some ears drop. It's fired up. I don't know if we get rains now, if we'll see much benefit to it or not.
It's like I was.
I had a chance to visit with Jed Bauer. He'll be the next president of NCGA. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll catch up with you again Monday. Have a safe weekend.